عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته، جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. We continue with the discussion of this great Sahabi رضي الله عنه and how he came to the truth. Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنه says, these verses were revealed in Surah Zumar. I wrote them down and Allahu Akbar, I sent them to Hazrat Hisham, ba'athtu biha ila Hisham ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, subhanallah. This is in Bayhaqi, Mustadrak, Hakim, Bazaar. Hazrat Umar writes the entire page, quite a few ayat. Qul ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu, that ayah. Then the next verse, 54. Wa anibu ila rabbikum wa aslimu lah. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. Allah says, turn to your Lord, submit to Him, give in to Allah before the punishment comes to you, and then you would not be aided and supported and helped. وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب بغتة وأنتم لا تشعرون أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين أو تقول لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين بلى قد جاءتك آياتي فكذبت بها واستكبرت وكنت من الكافرين ويوم القيامة ترى الذين كذبوا على الله وجوههم مسودة أليس في جهنم مثوى للمتكبرين. Up to verses 60, Hazrat Umar wrote. Allah says, emulate the best of what is revealed to you from your Lord before the punishment comes all of a sudden without you perceiving it. And accept the truth and come back to the truth before you regret. Where a soul says, Ya Hasrata, how I regret my violations concerning Allah's right. And definitely I was of the wrong. لَمِنَ السَّاخِرِينَ, I was of those who took it lightly. Or one might regret and say that Allah, if you guided me, I would have been from the Allah conscious. Or one would say when one sees the punishment, if I had another chance, I would become from the muhsineen, those who do good deeds for Allah's pleasure, in a manner that they are conscious of Allah. Indeed, our verses and signs and messages have come to you, and you have denied them, and you were arrogant, and you then remain from the unbelievers. And on the day of judgment, you would see those who belie Allah and deny Allah. Their faces would be darkened. Isn't there in hell the abode of the arrogant ones? So subhanAllah, these ayat have encouragement and have warnings. So we learn in Allah's deen and in the work of Allah, we have to encourage humanity that we must turn to Allah, Allah will accept us, and we have to warn each other that if we don't make the change and we don't come right for Allah, we will definitely suffer. This is what Hazrat Umar wrote to Hazrat Hisham radiyallahu anhu, motivating him that, you know what, whatever happened, Allah will still accept us. Don't remain on what the Meccan people want you to do. Come back to the truth. Interesting is the fact that Hazrat Umar also wrote to Hazrat Ayyash radiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Ayyash was with Hazrat Umar on that amazing journey of Hijrah. But Abu Jahl, using his slithery, slimy tongue and his deadly strategies with his agenda to deprive people from Iman, he undertakes the journey from Makkah Mukarramah right to Quba. And there he meets Ayyash and he convinces him, tricking him, that Ayyash, our mother is suffering without you. And she will remain without shelter, suffering until you return to her. Now he softened the heart of Ayyash using his mother as a trick. Yes, mother is very, very important. But Abu Jahl was lying. He was using that as bait to actually get Ayyash radiallahu anhu deprived of his iman. And finally Ayyash succumbs and says to Hazrat Umar, I'm going back with my brother. Because Ayyash radiallahu anhu and Abu Jahl were brothers. Hazrat Umar convinced Hazrat Ayyash, do not go with them. Don't trust them. Yes, mother is important. Your iman is most important. Don't trust them. They're trying to trick you. Then Hazrat Ayyash felt, but I also have a lot of wealth of mine in Makkah. My investments are in Makkah. I'll make a plan. I'll get that also. I'll come with it. Hazrat Umar realized that now it's too intricate. You can't go back. Your iman is priority. Don't leave iman for that at the moment. But Ayyash felt, I should go. So Hazrat Umar says, if you're worried about your wealth, I have so much of wealth. Half is yours. Don't go back. Ayyash. Hazrat Ayyash said, no, but I must. So Hazrat Umar then said, if you have to go and you insist and adamant on going, then take my conveyance. It's submissive, docile, and if you perceive and realize their treachery, then you would be able to easily maneuver and escape on my conveyance. Imagine Hazrat Umar gives him his own conveyance to save him. But and what we learn, what Sahaba are prepared to do to save one person's iman. I ask you and I, are we making an effort to save our children's iman, our society's iman, our siblings' iman, our wives' iman, our husband's iman, our community's iman, humanity's iman? وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. You and I can easily say, no, it's only my family and we worried about our iman and we don't worry about our neighborhood. What would happen tomorrow, my brother? What would happen tomorrow, my sister, when your child also needs to get married? We have to make an effort on humanity. We have to live in the world with people. We have to bring others onto Allah's deen. This is our mission. This is our focus. We have four duties as enshrined in this chapter, Wal Asr. The four do's. And in the next chapter, Allah warns us against the four don'ts. When we do the do's, Allah will save us from the don'ts. But when we indulge in backbiting and slander and making this world our be-all and end-all, and taking that to be our purpose and goal, and then we analyze our life, we'll then realize that what we're doing, we're not doing. That's why we're indulging in what we're not supposed to do.
Inshallah, we'll continue with the discussion with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.